This is The Status Bro.
You take a model man and put him in control.
Welcome back to the Status Bro, streaming live on RNCN, also at realnewscn.com. We're working on changing that URL. I'm not a big fan of it. Working on like rncnlive.com, something like that. But that's where you can find us for now. You can also find us on the Real News Communications app. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling. In studio is Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
And I know I've said this before, but this time I really mean it. God, yeah. Did we throw this show together at the last minute. Doesn't mean we don't have a ton of stuff. I mean, we've got stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
We always have a lot of it.
See, sure.
My problem is almost for this particular episode is I have too much. I probably had, I probably have 30 topics.
It's a good problem to have, I think. Yeah.
But I never got to weeding out which ones were best, which I wanted to prioritize, and that's a little bit of the problem.
To be honest, I kind of have a similar issue with news, but I think I got a couple good stories here. I got some stuff we can talk about.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about it. You know, you usually do a pretty good job with the news.
I feel like I've been getting better. I've been working hard at it, really.
Yeah, I've been working hard at my topics as well because, you know, we want to mix things up a little bit here. For anybody listening, we are absolutely looking for an additional cast member.
Yeah,
originally, if you want to go back in time, the Zach and I doing the show by ourselves thing was meant to be temporary.
Yeah.
And now it's been like a year and a half.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So we want somebody else on here. If anybody's interested, reach out to us. If you have any radio experience or not, or you're just an enthusiast for the show in any way, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at thestatusbroshow@gmail.com or find us on our website, thestatusbro.strikingly.com, or just go to our Facebook page. Shoot us a message. I promise we'll get back to you. So, you know, I have a lot of stuff to get to. One thing I want to carry over from last week was the confessions of workplace masturbators, which we'll get to. Plus Zach's news. I'm sorry, were you about to say something, Zach?
No, I was going to talk about the third man for a minute.
Oh, please.
Yeah,
I'd love to hear your two pennies.
You know, we talked about the idea of tryouts, like have somebody in on the air and see how they are.
I feel like we're going to try a bunch of people and I'm going to hate them.
That's exactly how I feel. Yeah, that's my concern. So we're trying to find somebody.
Is your concern?
In the business, we know some radio people. We're trying to track down somebody, but it's tough, man. We have a very niche kind of show.
Is your concern, as far as the vetting process goes, more about me or you? You think I'll be more picky or you will?
I think we're both going to be really picky.
I think we're both going to be pretty picky.
And it's one of those strange things. We might find somebody that you think is great, and I might be like, yeah, they suck, or vice versa. Like, yeah.
Well, that's happened before. We've had cast members where I'm like, this guy's good, and you're like, I really don't think he's that good.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've gone through, God, if you're making a list, how many do we have former cast members? You would have Corey, Melissa, AJ, Kyle, Brett.
Sure. Scharfenberg. Counts, yeah.
I mean, that's seven there.
Seven people.
The only two who've remained consistent are you and I throughout the whole thing. So
our show has quite the kill-death ratio.
Oh, yeah, man. In the news, what's been happening recently around DFW, BFD was last weekend. It's a big deal.
We covered that.
Yeah, Eagle BFD.
Yeah.
I used to work for the Eagle. It's their big summer concert event. So Zach and I attended. I don't work for the Eagle anymore. He still works there. So we were able to procure some tickets. And I just want to talk about our experience.
From the very, Yeah, it's a good time.
Oh my God, was it horrible,
dude! we got the inside scoop.
It was an awful event.
It was
Hold on, talk
real
for 2 seconds.
Rough.
I got to take my jacket off.
All right, so we get out there. First off, we're in this weird trend. Anybody in I hate to localize this, but anybody in DFW knows, dude. It's been raining cats and dogs,
month. Yeah.
It won't stop. So we get out there to the JEXA,
because you and I were smart. Like,
yeah.
We don't. It starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon,
right?
And we want to get there to have 3 hours, maybe 3 or 4 hours of just getting hammered and watching the headliners.
Yep,
that's
exactly
what we want to do. So we roll out there. We get there 8 o'clock.
It's not Woodstock, dude. Like, there's no reason to go out and sit on the grass for like 8 hours.
Agreed.
That sucks. Yeah,
like 80%. Anyone but the headliners, I hadn't heard of.
No.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, Adelita's Way.
Never heard of.
Yeah, I don't know. So we roll out there. It's cloudy. We were thinking that it was going to be packed. There were a lot of parking spots, man.
Yeah,
it was
nothing
like last
year.
Like, on our walk-in already, it's like, wow, this is choice.
Last year, it was so bad. I drove around for 30 minutes trying to get into the venue. Nowhere to park in general admin. VIP parking. Once it fills up, they shut it off.
Right.
You can't get in. But there's also parking for like bands and roadies and all the buses and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
There's always parking around there that's like right out back. So I pull in there, there's some security guard, and I'm like, I got VIP, and she's like, oh, well, you have to go to that lot. I'm like, that lot is full, and she's arguing with me forever. I had to pull out my phone, go to the Eagle website, and go, look, I am a jock for this station. I'm on the website. I have to be on stage in 10 minutes to announce a band.
Yeah, she goes, no joke.
Go park. I wasn't actually announcing a band that night, but still, it worked. And if that had happened this time, I wouldn't have been able to do that. It would have been screwed.
Yeah, that would have been no good.
So,
We get up there, we roll right in. It was awesome, you know. That's the privilege of a, a VIP's pass. And then we can't find the VIP area. And I'm asking you because I had never been to the
Because it's in a different spot than it was.
Yeah,
last
it wasn't where it was last year. That was the deal.
Yeah, and I always complain. I say Jackson VIP sucks anyway. And that was last year, but last year was awesome compared to the VIP section this year.
Seems to be a growing trend in concerts.
Oh, man. Verizon's is always outstanding.
Verizon's always a great time.
Yeah, yeah. Verizon's is awesome.
I wish more stuff happened out there.
Yeah, me too.
So we finally find the VIP area, and the way we identify this is we ask around. Nobody knows where it is, of course. And there's this band, you know, there's of course, like the headliners on the big stage, and back around the way, there's like a smaller band. What was the name of them? Attacane?
Dude, Attacane. That's it. I was about to say there's Attacane. No way I'm going to come up with it.
And they are playing their hearts out. You know, they're not on the main stage or anything. They're off on the side. But they're doing their thing, and they're performing this little audience, a bunch of people who obviously like them. And their defense weren't bad, honestly. I'm not a fan, but I was impressed, I guess. They threw a pretty good show to their small audience. And we roll back there, and sure enough, like back behind them, right next to like the drum kit, where they're playing loud as hell, is VIP.
Yeah. Okay. See, I messed with my phone. I'm still trying to get the Facebook Live to work. We're going to do it today.
I actually found
the button that gets it to work, but now it's like you have to go into your phone, go to privacy, and allow access to the microphone. And I'm just like, God, you're killing me.
That sounds like such a chore.
So, yeah, in the next.
We'll get it going. Saying,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I want to say, you were singing the praises of Attacane. I thought it was awful. There was maybe a couple songs that were slightly palatable
ears. I'm not a big metal fan, but I feel like if I was, I might have enjoyed them.
I'm a big rock guy who enjoys some occasional metal. And,
You were a DJ, yeah.
This was some of that, like, screamo crap that just, I can't stand.
Right.
And people say, you know, it's because it's too loud. And I'm like, no, I could be listening to this on, like, 2 decibels on earbuds, and it's still obnoxious as all hell.
It's not the quantity, it's the quality.
Right.
That's
and we asked somebody else that we know who worked at iHeart. We're like, hey, where's the VIP section? She goes, oh, it's that way. And points to where this loud, obnoxious, ridiculous band is playing. Mm. It looked like I needed a Glock 40, like, on me before I even walked in that area. I'm like, dude, seriously, I needed to be dressed in something from Hot Topic before being allowed
it's
in
true.
There. And I'm like, please don't let that be where we have to go to get to the VIP section.
Sure.
Like,
enough.
Please. Or if we do, at least let it be out of the way.
Yeah.
So we worm our way past all of the mohawks and piercings and tattoos. Not there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
But we're past where the band is, and next to the stage, like you said, is the VIP area. That's where we're going.
Yeah.
So we squeeze our way in, and the VIP area is very tiny. Much smaller than it's ever been before. It was like they basically created, like took some little key things and made like parallel to the wall, just like a little area.
Yeah, right next to the Porta Johns.
Yeah, for some beer, which were really nice Porta Johns.
Yeah, honestly.
Actually, that was the best part about
really
it.
Really nice Porta Johns.
Nicest Porta Johns I've ever seen. It was like a real bathroom. So, although some total ass clown took an entire roll of toilet paper and stuck it in one of the stalls in there. And I'm like, really, dude? Come on.
I know, right?
Come
what
on.
A shame.
So we get in the VIP area, and we're thinking, dude, I can't even hear myself thinking here. We can't talk. We can't do anything. Let's get a couple of beers.
Of course.
And walk out towards the other area.
Right.
So we get our beers, and they won't let us out with them. And I forgot. I'm like, oh, yeah, the VIP, they always have some retarded
rule
that you're not allowed
rule,
to use. So we're like, okay, screw this. We get an idea. Zach walks around the fence, goes to the other area of the gate, and I just pass my beer over.
Yep.
So that I can walk around it.
Yeah.
No problem.
We
walk past the Attacane obnoxiousness again, blasting my ears out, and then we get to another person who says, "Oh nope, can't walk out of here with the beer."
Yeah, they have two layers of security to keep you from getting a can of beer into a concert you paid to get into. I mean, come on, it's VIP. I thought the whole thing was like exclusive access, cool things, you know.
And then we finally caught a reprieve.
Right,
the band took a break.
Yeah.
Then it was tolerable to hang out in that area for a while, so we were able to pound some beers and then go walk around.
But rest assured, they did come back, so we had to get out of there.
They did come back, yeah.
Real quick, let me mention the the food. Okay, let me preface this.
Dude, the eclectic lineup.
What was the
great.
Food last year in the VIP section? I heard it was pretty cool.
It was okay. It was hamburgers, hot dogs, fries, and that kind of thing.
Okay, well,
like,
simple.
The burgers weren't great, but still good enough.
But it's an outdoor concert.
Yeah,
it's
I
free
think
they're
like some pulled pork sliders, like some crap like that.
That doesn't sound so bad.
No, it was pretty. It was okay. It was definitely edible.
This year, it was also edible, but in a different way. They had three entrees, and they were all in silver serving trays. Like, it was really fancy.
Yeah, dude, this was like something out of a game show, almost. Like, guess which is in each one of these. Like, yeah. You'll never guess.
We went down the line one at a time. You want to tell them?
Okay, we'll go one at a time. What was in the first one?
Grilled asparagus.
The BFD Rock and Roll Metal Extravaganza VIP area. Yep. The first lid we pulled off is grilled asparagus.
That sets a precedent, doesn't it? As if the rest of it didn't.
Oh, my God.
So the next one.
Behind curtain number two. But, I wish we had people calling in so they could just guess.
I know.
Like how it is. But
how atrocious it was.
Bow tie pasta in marinara sauce.
In sauce. Yeah.
In sauce. The weirdest lineup ever. Okay, so then there's still one more. One more possibility for something fairly normal.
Yeah. And
what was the last one?
Chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders, which is definitely the best of a bad bunch,
yes.
But how the hell did those go with the rest of it?
Oh, they were so awful, dude. Honestly, like a Tyson chicken tenders cost like $6,
yeah.
And those are leaps and bounds better than these things were. They were awful.
Yes.
Awful.
The account executive who hooked that up really the bed on that one, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, it was awful.
Which is funny, because
everything about the VIP section sucked. You know, there's one thing that could have saved it.
What?
Even though it's in that crappy area, and the band is blasting everyone's ears out, decent food could have redeemed it.
It's true.
If the food is awesome.
Yeah. If you had a good spread, it would have been okay.
Dude,
and honestly,
the best ever?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Fuzzies.
The fuzzy spread at Edge Stole Christmas.
Edge Stole Christmas.
Yeah.
Edge Stole Christmas, what was that, 2014? I think?
Yeah. When I had to get in the fight with that guy who touched my girlfriend's ass.
And another way we could sing the praises of Verizon, soundproof glass in the VIP section, which is awesome. Because you can still hear it. It's a concert venue. It's way muted.
You can hang out, and you can sit at a table and actually eat and have a conversation, drink a beer. And if you want to, you walk out, and there's a private balcony with no one else around. Nobody else is allowed in there.
Yep, and you can listen to all the music you want.
With your
beer.
BFD, with your beer.
Yep.
You gotta, if you want to go out and watch the band, you got to walk into Gen Pop. And you might have a seat, but it's not going to be anything good.
You know, in BFD, BFD's brief defense, getting beers was easy.
Getting beers was easy.
You didn't have to wait in line.
That's true. The only time that we ever got screwed on the beers was the Russ Martin White Trash Party 2015.
Yeah, they screwed us on the food.
They screwed us on that. We had to pay for it. And then the food was catered by Patrizio for the White Trash Party.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell are you guys thinking?
It was bread and cheese and assorted meat.
Prosciutto.
Yeah. For the White Trash Party.
Yeah.
And people thought it was great. And like, no.
And what else is it called? The crackers, like the little stuff, like a bruschetta. They had that too.
And it's not like
what the hell?
It's not like, because I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, well, it's ironic. It's the White Trash Party in the VIP section for White Trash. They have like really fine food. No, that wasn't an attempt at irony. That was like seriously what they thought would be a great idea.
And
they weren't trying to be funny.
Yeah. And if it is, that's bad irony.
Yeah. They were like, oh, well, we're going to get really fancy food catered to VIP. It's like, no, it's the white, have like sliders and wings and stuff.
Which is what they had the first time I ever went.
Yeah. That's what you want.
Yeah, that was great.
That's a good. It's the White Trash Party.
It really is. Oh, I just got that five order, by the way.
Did you really?
Yeah, you know, I may want to rip into this guy when we come back from the break.
There's no context there, but yeah, all right. I'll
hate that. Well, Fiverr was a service I loved until I got boned for the first time, and I want to rip this guy's scalp out. I mean, he's what? I don't even want to get into it.
72 hours late.
Yeah, before we go to break, say tease some of your news.
Oh, sure. So X Hamster premiered their porn reality show series, The Sex Factor.
Sex Factor.
I want to talk about that for a minute.
All right.
Yeah. Star Wars Rogue One is doing some reshoots, which is fascinating. And I got a funny story about some ghost hunters stumbling onto an odd scene in a graveyard.
All right. Well, I have some stuff too. All coming up after this break. You're listening to The Status Bro on RNCN. We'll be right back.
After the show, with exclusive content available only at facebook.com/thestatusbroshow. Boys will be boys. This is The Status Bro.
Status Bro coming to you live on RNCN, also on the website realnewscn.com, as well as the Real News Communications app. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling. Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey.
before the break, we were talking about how BFD sucked, and we wanted to get into Zach's news. But, you know, I'm not really done with BFD sucking yet.
You know, somebody pointed this out.
Because none of the music was good either.
Oh, yeah, the music blew. First, real quick, Three Doors Down sounds nothing like they sound on their albums, yeah. Dude. And I'm not a big Three Doors Down fan, but live they sound like a different band.
Totally agreed.
They didn't sound the same.
I mean, bands that I listened to growing up, Three Doors Down and Shinedown.
Yeah.
I didn't hear a single song I knew.
No.
So that was, kind of a bummer.
New stuff. That's how it goes. I'm a big believer in concerts and just shut up and play the hits.
Yeah, me too.
Always.
Huge, huge fan of that.
I'm like, you can sneak in a couple of new ones, yeah, maybe a couple of B-sides, but otherwise, like, play the good ones. All right, that's what we want. That's why we're here. It's why we paid the price of admission.
Yep. Well.
You know, it's funny. Somebody pointed out to me the other day, like, you could probably use your show to get, like, press passes to events.
Oh, we could have credentials, yeah.
We should totally start doing that.
We could have done that for years.
Well, I mean, yeah, but
I don't know why we never did.
Now we're doing remotes and stuff. Somebody told me the other day, like, man, it's really cool. Like, your podcast is, like, really taking off. I was like, yeah, I guess you're kind of right.
When we were on 1190, nobody cared. Now, it's always, like, now you're taking off.
It's always going to be that show that we did in your apartment that, like, we were just sitting around having fun. Like, that's what I like about it. Like, that's how it feels to me. So when somebody talks to me about something I said on the show later, I'm like, wow, yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that. But I like that we can feel like honest dudes having honest conversation. That's the whole point.
That is the whole point. That's why we need another dude.
Exactly.
Somebody
good.
Let's jump into news. We do need somebody good. We need somebody who's willing to take a lot of abuse and do weird stuff for us.
Yeah. A lot of abuse, dude.
So sort of like Kyle, except good on the air.
Kyle was great, man.
Yeah.
He tased his nipple.
It's true.
Yeah. And I stopped him from tasing
his nipple. He wasn't bad. He just wouldn't, yeah.
So much as news. All right. News.
Okay,
so,
while you're doing your news, I'm still trying to figure out the Facebook Live thing.
Okay, so you're not going to listen.
How do I get to privacy in my phone? Okay, privacy. This should be under microphone. See, this kind of stuff is fascinating for our listeners.
On to the news. X-Hamster premiered their porn reality.
Yeah, go
reality,
with X-Hamster.
Yeah, porn reality show series, The Sex Factor. Now, we talked about this a long time ago on the show. Like, when it first got
announced.
Which
you told me, and I didn't remember. I was like, dude, I found this great story. Check it out. And you were like, you ass.
No.
I brought that story to you, a long time ago.
Yeah, but it wasn't a thing then, which is why I thought, and you don't remember, so odds are nobody else does either, so I figured we could chat about it.
Yeah, fair enough.
So X-Hamster, a long time ago, back when we were doing the show in your apartment,
Just real quick, is X-Hamster a porn site that you like to frequent?
I used to.
Yeah.
Now I'm pretty much exclusively the porn hub. But, to be honest, let me get that out of the way. There you go.
Yeah,
are you getting the Facebook Live thing going?
Yeah, I got it going.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Remember it's only on me, so we'll have to figure that out.
Remember we used to do Ustream?
Yeah.
That was the thing? Well, here, maybe I'll set up mine, and I'll set it looking at me.
Yeah, no. I want everybody on mine.
Well, we'll have our phones facing the other one. We'll face each other. It'll be cute.
Oh, dude, that is so gay. No, we can do that. I don't care.
We can hold hands across the table. So, X-Hamster. You don't go to X-Hamster, do you?
No, I mean, because X-Hamster is one of those where it's like really short clips, right?
Yeah, I think so. The Sex Factor. They premiered two episodes in, I think, a porn reality show, almost like Big Brother, the Jersey Shore, where a series of contestants, mixed gender, male and female,
right,
live in a house together and have private on-camera interviews, kind of like a diary for the audience, you know, where it says what they think about something.
Like
Jersey Shore,
real life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Jersey Shore,
it is what it is.
Real world, whatever the hell
contestants
it is.
Are judged by a panel of porn stars, including, and I don't know if anybody's going to know these, Kieran Lee, which is the dude, Lexi Bell, anything? Tori Black?
No.
Remy LaCroix?
Nope, don't know them.
No.
They all ring
a bell. I probably read their names at one point or not. Contestants have to undergo porn-related challenges, which, of course, are all filmed for the website, and, of course, none of it's censored because it's a porn site, which is cool, including the best fake orgasm, where female contestants fully clothed, so you can perform the best fake orgasm in a room full of other contestants, a contest to see which guy can get hard the fastest, and subsequently have a sex toy molded out of his crank. Of course, all the other contestants are standing around commenting and watching.
This
like they
sucks.
Would
I was hoping to be like X Factor, or like Fear Factor, except it was
I'm
sex
getting
stuff.
There. I'm getting there. Hey, let me.
Like, which guy can stretch his dong out the longest, or like who's willing to hold their nutsack closest to a lit candle, something like that, you know?
Okay. Well, that would be something more Fear Factor-esque. The blow off, where the girls have to attempt to bring the boys to climax within 3 minutes.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I get this.
When the if I were on that show, any chick would want me on their team.
When the last dude in it, supposedly, I didn't watch it, but couldn't you know finish the job. One of the female judges stepped in to help the other chicks get him there.
That's hot.
I know, right? I was like, so far this sounds like an interesting.
If
show.
If this is available free on the internet for me to check out,
you'll probably watch it.
I mean, yeah, I might be into it.
As well as a battery of other more hardcore-related porn challenges involving multiple partners, different positions, double penetration.
Oh, my brother says he knows all those porn stars.
Yeah, see, I figured. I was he's like, I a couple of them ring a bell.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me. I wonder if John has been watching this, has he? Probably not.
I don't think so. How long? Is it already out? Like, actually,
yeah, there's like two episodes out. I can't imagine it's free, though. No way.
No.
It's got to be
maybe eventually, but dude, there's no way to keep any porn off. You know, free. There's no way to keep it retail forever. You're going to be able to get it free eventually.
Right. From what I've read, it's not all that different from just watching, you know, a reality TV show.
Yeah.
Because in those shows, people bang.
But you see all the porn, right?
Yeah, exactly. But they censor it in the show. And like in this, it's just like, yeah, they just show it.
So is this a show where you just watch it like a reality show? Or is it a show where you watch it and you actually throw a beat while you do it?
I guess that's up to the beauties in the eye of the beholder, I suppose.
I would imagine it's something you can end up throwing a beat to.
Probably. Yeah. You probably like, you know. Yeah.
You think it's like a thing for like Biggest Facial?
Probably.
Yeah. If you were on that show and you were competing in that, would you eat all celery for a week like Peter North says is the only way to go?
There's only, I bet they keep the fridge in the house fully stocked with celery and pineapple juice. I have to imagine, you know, there are only two episodes and they're probably going to get some like that. Who could shoot the biggest load? Stuff like that.
Which is grotesque, but I still want to watch it.
Which chick can, you know, squirt the farthest?
Which
like,
is
whatever.
Also disgusting.
Yeah.
We're crossing dancing. Lines. I don't think you can say that.
Yeah, probably not. Well, that's why I kind of said it under my breath. Like,
oh, so. Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Then it's okay. Then it's above level.
Well, yeah.
Star Wars. Star Wars Rogue One.
Hold on. I'm not done with the porn thing.
All right, yeah.
I just want to ask you. I don't know. Guys like John and I will end up having favorites, like porn stars that are our faves.
Yeah.
That do you have any specifics that you would like to see on the Sex Factor if you were going to do it?
No, but I would.
Johnny, send me your top three. I want to hear what yours are.
If I had a opinion, I guess, if I could contribute to how this show works, mixed races. Just all right. Some, all right? Because if it's, you know, if it's all Caucasian chicks, that's going to, you know, not that it's bad, but... You know, change it up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm an open-minded guy.
I'm
a modern man.
I have something I would throw on there.
Yeah? Who?
Yeah, okay. Rahindi James. Definitely on there. Big one.
Rahindi?
Rahindi James.
Rahindi
It's a weird
James.
Name. It's hard to remember. Yeah, Rahindi James. Rahindi James, definitely on there.
What's her claim to fame?
Jacqueline
like big
Case.
Or?
No, she's kind of petite, but also has a huge ass, which I think is cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she would definitely be up there. Jacqueline Case is on there.
Jacqueline Case.
Just
what's
for old school, Kate Frost was really popular when I was
young.
You've
mentioned her before.
Yeah, I think she's got to be out of the game now.
Kate Frost.
She was big when I was in high school. I mean, I don't think a porn star career longevity is that great.
She sounds like a bombshell blonde.
Also, John, message me the name of that. Zach and I were talking about this the other day. Okay, John says Genevieve Jolie, Tori Black, and Amy Ames.
Tori Black's already on there.
She's one of them.
Yeah.
That's cool. August Ames is a good porn star.
August Ames.
But John, what's that site that's like IMDb where you can go and look up any like porn chick and it tells you how old they are and everything they've been in almost? Because you were telling me about this. And John's told me this before, and I've actually checked it out, and I got on there, and Kate Frost is like 46 now.
I found this website. I think it's called like AdultDVDTalk.com. And yeah, people get on. You can post a porn, and people will get on and comment, you know, creeps across the internet. On like who's in it, what they've been in, like history, they'll talk about certain you know elements of it, like oh this is a really cool part and when this guy does this chick or whatever.
Yeah,
it's astounding to me.
I never read the comments on videos; it's just too creepy.
Every once in a while, I'll scroll down and open up the comments just because every once in a while you'll catch one that's particularly funny.
Yeah,
there's a great
sometimes
subreddit.
There's something funny in there.
It's out of context porn quotes or from porn comments and taken completely out of context. Some of those are brilliant.
Boobpedia. That's what it is, according to Johnny.
Boobpedia.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, I don't know. Porn is always just a fascinating discussion to me because it's one of those things that America so hard tries to pretend it doesn't exist.
So hard.
When it's rampant. I mean, it's just everywhere.
Everybody's doing it.
Everyone brushes under the rug like it doesn't exist.
Yep. And you were right. I tried to make that point about Pornhub getting a Super Bowl commercial. You're right. That'll probably never happen.
It'll never happen.
Yeah.
And I almost agree with it. I kind of like it the way it is.
I can't help but imagine in a few years maybe it'll finally take off. How could it not, right? Pornhub's money's green. They pay $1 million like everybody else.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. But no, they always get shut down.
We got 2 minutes before we got to go to break. Do you want to squeeze in the Star Wars stories, which I heard is in turmoil?
Star Wars Rogue One has been stirring some controversy over reshoots. 4 weeks of reshoots they're going to be doing before the movie comes out. Now, this isn't that weird. Almost every big blockbuster nowadays does reshoots.
Yeah.
But apparently, this, you know, sources, saying Disney execs were allegedly unhappy with the tone of Gareth Edwards' cut of the film. Gareth Edwards being the director, he directed Legendary Pictures' Godzilla in 2014, I think.
All right.
2013? Yeah.
That movie is okay.
Yeah. They said the film lacked the edge The Force Awakens had and was totally off with what a classic Star Wars movie should feel like. Supposedly the cut of Rogue One is like a war movie. And Disney wants to appeal to wider audiences.
So I was thinking it's almost more like adult.
Yeah, I think so. And they want it to be kind of, you know, like Star Wars. In a way, it's like being a kid, you know? So yeah. I don't know. Apparently the film is the closest thing to a prequel Disney can make, as a source reportedly said it leads up to nearly 10 minutes before New Hope begins.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Interesting. Which would mean, naturally, you're going to have to end up with Leia and R2 on the...
Fleeing in the...
It has to. That's got to be where that comes up.
Yeah.
Maybe it ends with the stormtroopers docking on the... Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It sounds like a cool flick. I wasn't particularly excited about it when I first saw the trailer.
See, that's where you and I were totally different.
Yeah, you thought it was the coolest thing
ever. Oh, I was blown away.
I really do want to see it now. The more I read about it, the more I'm like, all right, yep, I will absolutely go see this opening night.
All right. Well, when we get back, I want to talk about the confessions of workplace masturbators. Also, I had something else on here. The man with the 80-pound testicles. You've heard about these stories before, but this is an in-depth one.
Like
we're going to talk about
elephantitis.
It. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah. And what other stories do we have? What's left there?
I got some ghost hunters who got freaked by finding something curious in a graveyard. I got the death. Prince's official cause of death.
All right.
Because that's something we should touch on.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
And something in Europe people are getting high on nowadays.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about this
drug.
One, too, because it's very strange. So we have all that and more coming up right after this quick break. You're listening to The Status Bro on RNCN.
You're listening to The Status Bro. Will be boys. This is The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190 AM.
Coming to you live on RNCN.
RNCN.
Had a little problem with my mic there.
What was that? Just didn't work?
I don't know. I think it was just in my head. Something felt funky.
Yeah, no, I heard it. It was odd.
Streaming live on RNCN, I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. You're listening to The Status Bro with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Bro-nichiwa.
We were talking about Rogue One before the break, which I think looks awesome from the first trailer, but most of all, we were talking about porn.
Yeah, it's true. I try to keep that out of my news, but sometimes, man, it just sneaks in there.
Yeah, and, you know, it kind of ties right into my story about the confessions of the workplace masturbator.
The workplace masturbator.
This is something that was brought to my attention, recently, I was listening to, you know, I'm a huge Howard Stern fan.
Yes.
I talk about Stern all the time.
You do.
They were doing this thing that was Sternthology, the history of Sal.
Right.
20 years of Sal. Sal Governale, or Sal the stockbroker, however you know him on the Stern show.
Right.
Known for being a big-time perv the entire time he's on the show. He used to talk about going to the booths. I don't even think they have these things anymore.
The nudie booths?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he would go to the ones that were like a video.
Okay.
I think he did both, but...
Probably.
Where you go and, like, you pay $10 and they give you a coin. You pop it into a thing and you can, like, cycle through some VHS tapes and pop a porn on and then toss one in this booth.
It's like a peep show.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Pump off.
It's grotesque. Oh, right. Yeah, he said one time he was doing a live show and they have, he's looking at the girl and she's telling him to pick up the phone.
Yeah.
And they have, like, a phone almost like you'd see in, like, a prison. Because there's, like, a partition that separates them.
Yeah, of course.
So he picks up the phone to talk to the chick, and the phone is all wet.
Oh, no, dude.
Assuming one guy made a mess on the phone and just left it. And I'm like, God, that is the most grotesque thing. And then Howard's like, yeah, so what do? You just like immediately run out of there? And he's like, no, I just wiped it off of my shirt and kept going. He's like, I didn't want to waste a $10 coin.
You know, it's awful. You'd think, you know, why would you bother to pick up the phone? Why would you touch anything in one of those booths?
Why would you touch anything?
Honestly, in the heat of the moment, if there was a chick in front of me, you know, completely nude and putting on a show and told motion to pick up the phone, yeah, I'd probably do it.
Yeah, I'd probably pick up the phone. But I wouldn't be in the booth to begin with.
Right.
Anyway,
you're not into that.
That led to him eventually throwing one at the office. And this pissed everybody off. And this was back in, I remember hearing this in 2005.
And he confessed to this.
Until I heard it again. He didn't confess to it. He told somebody who told another person. Dude. So he got ratted out.
Don't ever, word of the wise, anybody who ever happens to get into the radio business, don't ever tell anybody you do anything at work.
Yeah, that's
people
a good
talk,
point.
Man. That's what they do for a living.
Okay, well, look, I've had many, many, many jobs over the years.
Right.
Probably 8. Total, I want to say, something like
good.
That.
Yeah, I've probably had like 6 or 7.
I've tossed one at one job that
one
I ever had.
One gig.
One job, yeah. Came close at another, but these were all when I was very young. In no professional setting have I ever even come close to doing that because it's vibe.
Right. I've only ever done it once, and it was, my first
gig.
It
was one of your kid jobs that you had, not like a real thing.
I was like 17 years old, yeah.
Yeah, it was at like Tom Thumb or something, not when you worked at iHeartMedia.
Movie theater. That was me. Not in the theater, though. It was like 2 a.m, and I had nothing going on. I went to the bathroom, handicap stall. It was great. It was a very sincere, private moment of my life.
Handy in the handicap. I like it.
Handy in the handicap. You
I like
got it.
It.
That's the only
good.
Way to do it. You can spread out. Yeah, it's good.
Mine was, I was telling you about this job. It's kind of similar to what you did at UNT. You did IT stuff. Yeah, I did that for a community college in the summer once. I was a supervisor of the AV department, meaning I did keep eye over all the equipment. If somebody needed an overhead, I would, you know, sign it out for them. If a projector broke, I would come and change the bulb, that kind of crap.
Right.
But in the summer, there's not very many classes.
No, there's not a lot going on at the community college.
Yeah, maybe once, I'm talking every 2 weeks, somebody would pop in my office and need something.
Yeah.
It was that rare. Most of the time, I was just sitting there playing Grand Theft Auto or on the computer or just doing something.
How'd you play Grand Theft Auto at work?
So they had a bunch of projectors in the room.
Of course.
So I brought in my Xbox, and it was on like a cart.
Yeah.
And I put my Xbox underneath the projector on the cart, wired my Xbox to the projector, and just projected it on the wall.
Did anybody ever say anything when they walked in and saw you shooting hookers?
Nobody ever really saw it, or they wouldn't. I would just pause and be like, oh, hey, what's up? Nobody ever really said anything.
It was a community college.
It was usually a student who came by.
Yeah.
A teacher would send a student to say, go let the guy know that the projector didn't work or something like that. What's that guy going to do about it?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I mean, I understand it, dude. When I worked in the IT office, we would all play like Call of Duty against each other and stuff, like Halo. Like, yeah, that is what we do. So, yeah, people would come in with all immediately, like, you know, click out into another screen
or
something.
90% of the job was dicking around.
Yeah. That's the name of the game.
And 90% of the time something needed fixed, I didn't know how to do it.
So
like, the extent of my expertise was bulb changing. That's it. An overhead
changing.
Projector goes out. If I change the bulb and that doesn't fix it, I'm like, sorry.
And it's funny.
That's everything I can do. A projector. I change the bulb, doesn't fix it.
Right.
That's what I got. Or batteries. You know, the remote to the projector didn't work. Pop in some batteries. If that didn't do it, then I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh,
you have to put in a service ticket or something.
You got to move this up to the
You're
going
to have to actually teach for the next 45 minutes instead of playing a video.
Yeah. Well, what did you say? We were talking about this the other day. You said it great. Whenever you walked into a classroom to try to fix a projector, the teacher wanted you to fix it.
Yeah.
The students were always like, please God, don't fix
They're
this
thing.
They're
all staring
so
at me like, please let this guy be incompetent. And thankfully, I was. So I made a lot of summer students happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's exactly right. All the students are like, God, if you fix this, you are such a douche.
Right.
If not, yeah, you're a hero. We're done with it for the day.
Yeah, we can get out of here.
Exactly.
Go listen to Howard in our cars.
But I did listen to Howard a lot, too, when I worked there.
Yeah.
But that was something I had to be careful about, because I had to keep it turned down low, because if somebody walks by, and Howard, they play like porn clips and stuff, and you don't want that blasting out of my office.
Grand Theft Auto is totally okay, though.
My office was one of those things where it's like I would keep the volume low on that, too.
Right.
But my office was one of those deals where it was like a door that's cut in half.
Yeah.
So, like, I can close the bottom half and open it, and that's how I had to do it during the day. And then when I wanted to leave, I would have to close the top part, duck underneath it, and come out and lock the door.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet you hated that.
Oh, I hated that. And then I'd have to put it, but whenever you had to do something, because if you're out, you had to put a sign on the door that said, like, back in 5 minutes.
Right.
Here's the emergency number to call.
Gone fishing.
And right across from my office was the men's bathroom.
Yeah.
Which,
I think you told me this story once.
Right. It wasn't like one of the Gen Pop bathrooms in the building, it was one of those, like, isolated. Where you can go. Actually, it may have been the Gen Pop kind.
Right, I gotta ask. That's the third time you use the term Gen Pop in 3 segments. What is Gen Pop?
You know,
mean?
Just like the general population.
General population.
It's usually a prison term used, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So
Gen Pop.
Right. General population.
Yeah. It wasn't a private commode.
I don't think it was a private commode. I think I just went into a stall. and I didn't bring anything with me. I was just messing around on the computer to find stuff that was hot, and then it just popped in the bathroom.
What'd you do that the on, boom, on the school bing, Wi-Fi? Bang, like, done. Not a big deal?
I had my own computer and everything. Like,
yeah,
that
you had to be on their network.
I had to be on their network. It was one of those things where you saw the movie Superbad, right?
Yeah.
You know how at the beginning they're talking about porn sites that don't sound like porn sites? Like, yeah. He's like, you could prescribe to like Perfect 10. That could be a bowling site or something. I found a site like that in case they checked the history that didn't sound like anything porn related.
What was it?
I don't remember.
Oh.
But it didn't show, like full nudes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of soft core.
Something like that.
All right.
It was called a co-ed connection or something. Like, it almost sounded like it could be something
right.
related to school. But it was like schoolgirls naked. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it was. And so, yeah, that's what I would check out and then popped over into the bathroom.
I thought you were going to say it was like little... Dare Dorm or something.
Of course, it was a dry hand thing, so I'm trying to be quiet. Nobody came in. It was quick. I was in and out. It was one time. That's it.
You know... Knowing you now and how you are,
because now I'm like a clean.
I almost can't do. Yeah, listen to how you just described this.
Professional in my work life.
You worked one day every 2 weeks. Other than that, you sat around listening to Howard Stern playing Grand Theft Auto and looking at softcore porn on your network computer.
And I was paid for it
by the hour. Yeah,
yeah, and I collected more money an hour at that job than I did at iHeartMedia.
Why did you ever leave that gig?
Okay.
What would possess you to do such a thing?
It got to a point where the school semester started, right?
Of course.
And it picked up. It started getting busy. People actually needed me to do stuff all the time.
Yeah. Right.
And then it started to suck. And there was some other guy, some square, classic dork-looking guy, yeah. Where for a particularly bad hairline for a young guy, overweight, glasses, that kind of thing. And he loved the gig, I could tell. And so gradually, more and more, he started picking up more of my hours. And they would be like, Kevin, are you available to work here and here? And I was like, no. And eventually I was just taken off the schedule.
Wow.
Yeah. That's just a lag. And I'm like, I don't want to do it anymore.
I just don't feel like it.
There are plenty of jobs like that where I should have been fired but never got fired.
Really?
I've never been fired from a job before in my life.
You're a very charming guy.
Knock wood.
Yeah, knock wood. You know, we're big on the sex talk and toilet humor today.
Yeah, we really are.
Big time.
Yeah, but it's fun.
It's true.
All right, so tell us about yours, man. Come on, you're not getting out of this.
Oh, what, the movies?
Yeah.
Oh, mine was pretty brief, man. I used to work...
How many times did you do it? Just the one time?
A few times. 2 or 3 times, yeah. You know, I worked at the movies, started working concessions, which sucks, dude. Working the concession booth at the movie theater is horrible.
That's where all the action is.
All I wanted to do is get up to the projection booth, because it's basically, you walk around... You know, the basically a second floor.
That's
of
what
movie
I always
theater.
Heard. It's the projection is the way to go.
And it's awesome. There's nobody ever up there. It's always just you do your own thing. You run on your own schedule. It's nice and quiet. You know, you do your movies. Nobody bothers you.
Right.
And you can sit around and watch movies. And like, you can go downstairs and get like an icy or something.
Do I have something in my
upstairs.
Teeth?
I don't think so.
Oh, somebody said that, but I think they're just messing with me.
Hey, you might be right.
Really?
No, I mean, they might be right. You might be right. They're messing with you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Tell me about the icy and whatever. Yeah. Please go back to the IC.
Obviously very invested in my story.
I really was until that.
So, you know, being the projection booth, sometimes you got to work late nights, man. Like the movie theater, you know, you start the last movie at 11 o'clock. That thing runs long. It's something like Watchmen, which we had for a while, or
Ooh,
Avatar.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get out of there at like 2:30.
You're in for the long haul.
Yeah. And there's nothing to do for like 3 hours. You're paid by the hour to just sit there and wait for that movie to end. You got a couple of choices. You know, go downstairs and talk to your hot manager, which happened on occasion. Or you can go downstairs and talk to your UGO manager, which happened a lot more because it was a crappy theater. Or you can, find your own entertainment.
Or you go
choices.
Talk to your hot manager, and then you go rub one out.
Right. That might have happened once.
That's a cocktail.
Yeah, I was young. So we had these, you know, we had a bunch of VHS tapes up there because the break room was up there. And they were all crappy movies. They were all like employee etiquette, you know, training you to be like the best employee.
Oh, right. Those are funny as hell sometimes.
Right. And they were all from like the 80s. They were great. The best one was the sexual harassment one. You know, guys on there, super cheeseball. And I don't know. You know, the mood strikes you sometimes.
Yep.
You see the blue guy
That's
naked.
Exactly
in
what happened with me, I think. Yeah.
Honestly,
the blue guy naked in Watchmen.
I'm kidding. The sex scene in Watchmen.
That would make me want a blue icy, man.
And the sex scene in Avatar. May or may not have contributed directly to
the sex scene in Avatar is not sexy at all, though.
You're right, it's not really.
There's no even actual sex. Hey, you know what? I'm not going to judge them, man.
Dude, I was young, man. I was late at night. I was tired. I'd worked a long shift, you know.
Different strokes for different folks.
And it's a shame.
Quite literally.
It's a shame. Back then, I wasn't into any kind of illegal, you know, drugs or narcotics.
Right.
I wasn't drinking a whole lot. I couldn't get booze anywhere. Dude, some of the people that worked there were total scumbags. They'd all, like, go up to the roof with a bunch of lawn chairs and get stoned. And I was like, oh, man, I never got invited to Golden Race. They thought I'd narc.
Is that wrong? Is that taboo behavior?
Oh, no, it's a good
behavior?
Time. Yeah, they would take their speeding tickets and traffic tickets and hang them on the wall.
They call it
the wall of shame. It was great. And, like, yeah, they just stick around up there. Fuck with movie posters, draw mustaches on shit. Like, it was great, dude.
Well, along with Zach the Unlit Lewis, I want to talk about the confessions of some other workplace masturbators. Also, the man with the 80-pound junk. And, Zach, do you have any other stories when we come back?
Sure. Yeah, I'll make it happen.
What do you got?
I got Europeans snorting a new drug.
All right, we'll be right back after this quick break on the Status Pro on RNCN.
Keep the party going after the show with exclusive content available only at facebook.com/thestatusbroshow.
Well, hey, bro. How we doing, man? It's been a while, man. Life's so rad.
If you won't talk about it, they will. This is The Status Bro.
Status Bro, streaming live on RNCN, also realnewscn.com, and the Real News Communications app. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, was at the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey.
And did John call you?
No, but you can call him.
I'm going to try to get him on the line.
He called me via FaceTime. I don't want to put any more stress on the Wi-Fi here. We got a lot going on. We got a network connection for we got the Facebook Live. Yeah.
He sent me a message, though. He said, did Zach just say that he pounded off to Avatar?
Yeah, that's kind of what it sounded like.
It is a little what it sounded
before
like.
Before that, I said I pounded off to the blue guy from Watchmen. So
yeah, you're right.
Avatar's not so bad. At least it was a semi, you know.
Oh, as far as
it was a gender fluid kind of thing.
Mainstream movies, though, go. What are some of the, you know, maybe in your coming of age years, some sex scenes you thought were really awesome?
Flicks.
I can think of one off the top of my head that's awesome, but I want to wait for you.
Really?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, dude, the sex scene from Caddyshack blew my mind.
Seriously?
It comes out of nowhere.
That's a good point.
That in nowhere is that advertised in that film at all, dude. Like, it looks like a funny comedy romp with Chevy Chase and, like, Rodney Dangerfield. And then out of nowhere, it's like a chick's cans out and two people banging.
That was pretty cool.
It was really cool.
It was cool.
When I was a kid, I bought that movie from the local library for $2 on VHS, popped it in, and was like, oh my God, dude, halfway through it. That and the Snickers joke. It was a good time.
It's funny, because I was going to go for a more recent movie. You went for an older movie, so I'm going to be honest. You ever seen the movie Porky's?
Nope.
Okay, well, you know Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City?
Yeah.
Kind of. There's a scene where she gets banged in the locker room by the assistant gym coach.
Yeah.
And that kind of came out of nowhere and is supposed to be a comical scene, but I thought it was hot.
Right.
Always said it was hot.
I think
it's possible that I pounded off to that scene.
Caddyshack wasn't supposed to. It had old school porn music and everything, man. Like, it was simply
the Caddyshack
shot.
One?
Yeah, but it's there. Yeah. And they were cans, man. That blew my mind when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another cool one off the top of my head. There were a couple.
I can think of one cool one off the top of my head that may be the creme de la creme.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it can't be as bad as Avatar and Watchmen. What do you got?
Dude, the three-way from Wild Things.
What?
You never saw that movie? It was with Matt Dillon, Neve Campbell, and Denise Richards.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Super. First of all, this one's a twofer. Because there's one scene where they're in the pool and you see Neve Campbell and Denise Richards making out. And then later, there's a three-way with Matt Dillon, Denise Richards, and what's her name? Neve Campbell from the Scream movies.
No, I never saw
John him. Said he was going to call and say Porky's.
Porky's.
I'm telling you, man, Porky's is a good one.
Do you ever, when I was a kid, another one I did, because I had the VHS of Airplane.
Yeah.
I would freeze frame on the chick with
the chick
cans.
With the yeah. I did some weird stuff like that. There was some stuff that I found hot. Like,
you had to back in the day. We were desperate. We didn't have porn like we've got now. Yeah.
Sometimes in Mad Magazine, there would be boobs drawn on, like chicks, and I thought that was cool.
Mad Magazine would have stuff like that all the time.
One of the greatest for a young boy has to be the boobs in Titanic.
Yeah, that absolutely. Yeah, the French girl thing. Yep.
You know what? But it was done. It was because it's directed by James Cameron, and it's so like such a romantic, like elegant, classy scene. It's almost not sexy.
You feel like a creep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost hard to get a boner watching that.
Whereas Caddyshack and Airplane, like that was kind of the point in a way. Well, Airplane was supposed to be a gag, but
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
still boobs.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's still some chick's cans.
Wild Things was the same way. I'm sure. Dude. Like, yeah, it wasn't. It, you know.
Dude, but I'm telling you, Wild Things is the real deal.
You don't feel
Wild
like a creep.
Wild Things is hot. If you haven't, I'm sure you can find it anywhere easy. But dude, check out that scene from Wild Things. I might watch that when I get home tonight.
DB Cooper said Wild Things actually made me hit puberty. Kickstarted your heart.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, DB Cooper. My brother said that he used to get hot at Beverly D'Angelo's boobs in European Vacation.
Oh, they were in the normal vacation too.
Yeah,
too. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
Clark whips open the thing like Psycho with the loofah. Yeah, and she's like, Clark. Yep.
Yeah.
That's totally a bit. I forgot about that.
Hold on, Johnny. I'm gonna call you just to get you on the line in case you want to weigh in.
I hate to say it, dude. No, I don't hate to say it. European Vacation had to have been the most forgettable of the vacation films.
Easily,
right?
I can recite the plot to Vegas Vacation, and that movie sucks.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Where, European is hands down the worst.
I remember nothing about that film.
No.
Nothing at all.
It's bad. I do remember, though, that there's a sex tape or with a tape with Beverly D'Angelo's boobs that gets out in people in that movie.
Really?
Yeah, she finds it like being sold on the street or something.
Huh.
It's funny.
That is funny.
Yeah, I do remember something about it.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the Choco snorting.
Yeah, I've been teasing this. So, Europeans, of course.
The Chocaine.
They do everything first.
Couldn't think of anything.
How long are you sitting on Chocaine?
I just came up with that.
Nice.
Sorry.
I'll take it. They've been snorting raw cocoa.
Yeah.
Apparently, you can take a pill, powder, or drink form, and it supplies your user, or the user, with a rush of endorphins. Now, this article states this, and I totally stand by this. It could just be a placebo effect. I absolutely
that's
think
what
that's
I,
that
was going to be my first point.
Yeah, come
is
on.
It's just placebo.
I don't know if
the
there can
deal.
Be anything to that. It's supposed to, raw cocoa is supposed to improve blood circulation, cognitive function, which could account for the substance euphoric properties. I don't know, man.
Yeah. I don't know. Hold on. Let's put a pin in this for 1 second. I got to verify something.
You got to verify something?
Yeah. Johnny, are you on the phone?
Yeah. What are you trying to make sure my headphones work?
No, I just wanted to say, hold on. You said that you pounded off to Porky's?
Yeah, a lot. I think it's the fact that she screams, too. And you get a good shot of her, buttocks, which is very nice.
Okay, so you not only are you talking about Porky's, but you're talking about the specific scene that I was.
Yes, I love
it.
Oh,
that dude.
Scene.
Did you guys have the same DVD when you were a kid?
I think so.
Oh, nice.
I think at one point Anne, because I have originally introduced John and Anne to Porky's. I was like, watch this. It's a funny movie. And then I think Anne bought me the DVD, and then John
you
probably got his lotiony hands on it and
probably.
Checked it out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know that I ever pumped off to it, but I know that I definitely watched it and thought it was hot.
God, I've been pounding off so much lately. Do you guys ever feel like you get desensitized by pounding off too much?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, actually, that was the main subject of last week's show.
Yeah, I absolutely do.
Yeah, definitely get desensitized.
I'm a little concerned.
Last week's show was when I called in and it was a bust. I don't remember you guys talking about that.
We did, didn't we? Wasn't that last week?
I don't remember talking
We started
about
looking
that.
At weird stuff.
Really?
When you get desensitized?
I don't remember that
you
at
don't remember
all.
Talking
no.
about that? And that's when I get into, like, the compilations, and I'm like, what am I doing here? Like, this is
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you start eking into, like, really fetishistic kind of videos,
yeah.
And, yeah, then you're like,
when
right,
you start to get desensitized, you get weirder and weirder.
Yeah, but you don't...
That's when you know you need to throttle back and take a break, man. Go for, like, a couple weeks without looking at any porn.
But, yeah, but I don't think John's talking about, like, mentally. He means, like, physically. Like, it doesn't feel as awesome, right?
Well, I think they're both true. I think they go hand in hand.
Well, I found myself, like, with a woman and almost, like, wanting to speed forward or, like, you know, like, jump to a different scene or, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
Like, that...
Yeah. I know what you mean.
I think every dude wants to skip the foreplay on occasion. I understand that.
And there are definitely things that I enjoy in porn watching that are cool that I don't necessarily want to do in real life. I just like to watch them in porn.
Like what?
Okay.
There's a number of positions, first off.
The facial thing is one.
Yeah.
I've done it before in my personal life, but it's not cool in real life.
It's not that awesome.
You just want to try it to feel like you're in a porn, but when you do it, you're like, this is just kind of gross.
Yeah,
but I'll always want to see it in a porn.
Now I feel bad. Yeah.
Yeah,
into, like,
it's just gross.
Choking or slapping faces or anything like that?
Do what now? Remember,
you guys
we're still...
choking or slapping faces or anything? Or slapping, you know,
I've done the choking before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never slapped a chick in the face?
I never slapped a chick in the face. I don't want to slap a chick in the face. That's not hot to me. I don't want to watch it or do it.
Slapped her with your hand or your crank.
Well, that's
a hand or get slapped. You never get slapped by a chick.
I've definitely slapped boobs with the crank before.
The hand motion for that was brilliant. Looks like you were playing a snare drum.
No, look, Johnny, we got to go. Not because we're cutting you off, but we're out of time for the show. We got to go, buddy.
Sorry, man.
We're out in 50 seconds. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Yeah. Bye. Bye.
All right, well, that is all the time that we have. We still have a bunch of stuff left to get to next week. It's time to sign off. I'm your host, Kevin Emling, with Zach Lewis.
Thanks.
We'll see you next week on The Status Bro on RNCN.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west, where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint. Buy an old drop top, find a spot to pimp. Then I'm a kid, rock it up and down your block. Go with a bottle of scotch and watch lots of crotch. Buy a yacht with a flag saying chillin' the most. The